Blog Talk Radio.
give anyone for blood. You can give anyone your blood type, or if you can only get a certain type of blood from people. If you could give, I don't know if it's O negative or O positive, but one of those, you could give anybody blood, and one, you could only get your kind. So when you understand the power of the blood and you understand what the blood means and you understand what the blood carries, the blood carries life. The blood carries basically everything that is needed because it has power. As I was reading earlier, I was reading Matthew's 27 and 26. It says Jesus was handled so roughly. He was handed over to be crucified after being flogged. The Roman law said to flog him or beat him 30 or 40 times. But because he was in Roman, the pious say to only hit him 39. But the blood, his blood was under his skin. He bled. He went through so much. They put a, this is not just in Matthew, this is throughout the New Testament. This is in Matthew's, this is Luke, this is John, this is Isaiah, where it was talking about the blood of Christ. These are my little notes. Jesus was, his blood dropped to the ground. His sweat, brother, dropped to the ground. He was handed over to be crucified after being flogged 39 out of 40 instead of 40. His blood, his precious blood, was shared for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. Because of his wound, we are healed. Because he was beaten, we could be made whole. Because he was whipped and a crown of thorns was put on his head, we can be in the place of mind, in the state of mind that we know that when his blood flowed, it flowed so we could be made free. When he bled under his skin, it was for our transgressions, our iniquities. He took punishment that brought peace to him that allowed us to endure peace if we want it, because we have to first realize that when Christ shed his blood for us, we have to realize that when that crown was put on his head and it was pushed down in his head, not only did they do that, they put a staff in his right hand and began to mock him and say, King of kings, Lord of lords, you know, of the Jews. They began to mock him and just not understand what they were doing. When they did that, the blood ran down his head even the more. The power and the freedom that his blood running from his head was able to protect us from the enemy of our soul, that he couldn't have control over our thoughts. That's one thing that we can be assured that because the blood ran from his head, that let us know. The blood running from his head covered our minds. You know, you hear people testify and say, I thank God I woke up in my right mind. Okay. When that thorn was sitting on his head, that was the power that you can wake up in your right mind, that you could say to the enemy, get Satan, get behind me. I'm not trying to listen to you. You could bind him up. You could move on in life. When I kept reading and I thought about when the Bible was telling me how they put the spikes in his hands, because they did that, the blood was able to cleanse our hands. That's why you hear them in church say, don't hold up dirty hands. Make sure you got holy hands, clean hands. You know, this his hands was, the blood running down his hands purified us in his name. It freed us that we not only can have open and raised hands, but we can receive our inheritance. That's what the blood from Jesus' hands, when they pierced it with the thorn, I mean the spikes, they put it through his precious hand. When they also put the spikes through his flawless, his precious feet, when they nailed him to the cross, that stood, that man, that he stood above mankind, not below. That let us know that he had power to claim righteousness over Satan, over every place that we walked, every spot, everything that our feet touched, that we had victory over it, as long as we walked in Jesus' name, when we plead in the blood, because if they put the spikes in his hands and through his feet, they put the thorn on his head, that means our mind is covered. We can hold up holy hands and receive our inheritance. We can receive power from the Lord. We can also give a holy praise and worship to God because of the blood that was on his hand. When they kept on trying to mark him, and they was tearing his garments up into making them like rags, and they was gambling in front of it and doing all kind of things, not realizing that the blood that they were sharing was for our sins, their sins, and for the sins of the world. They really didn't know. When it came down to it, after he died, they couldn't break no bones in his body. In the Old Testament, it tells about won't a bone be broken. They broke the bones of the thieves on his left and right side, but they didn't break the bone of his body. They did stick him in the side. They pierced his side. And when they did that, water and blood came out. And that was a sign to let you know that the heart had burst. And when he had gave his spirit up to his Father, our Father in heaven, and the blood and the water ran down his side, that released the physical evidence that with his heart being burst, that it was done in Jesus' name, that he gave us the healing powers to come to him and he would heal our broken heart, that we could minister to one another that's going through broken heartedness. We could talk to one another and tell them about the goodness of Jesus. We could go to them and explain to them that the blood is such a precious, you know, I'm trying to think of the right word, but the blood is so precious that when you eat something, God don't want you to take in no blood of an animal. He don't want you to take in no blood of another living human. He don't want you the blood over your life. Cover yourself in the blood. Cover your house. Cover your home. Cover your family. When you talk about the blood, you know, we were growing up, my family, me and my sisters and our family had a singing group called the Dickens Singers, and they used to sing "The Blood That Gives Me Strength." From day to day, the blood gives me strength. It flows through the lowest valley. It reaches to the highest mountain. It gives me strength. So in other words, when I was thinking today, I said, God, when they were singing a song, they were saying, because the blood is life, that you could say the blood, you could say the life that gives me strength, the life of Jesus that gives me strength. The life flows through the lowest valley, and it reaches to the highest mountain. from day to day. And I say, God, if we could just understand that when you talk about in the word of shedding innocent blood, how right now what we're going through in America or all over the world where they're saying Black Lives Matter, I'm saying, yes, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, because we have to plead the blood of Christ over this world. Black lives shouldn't just matter when the police does us wrong. Please don't get mad at me. We got to get mad when we see it happen in our own nationality, in our own race, in our own people. We got to get mad at that too. We can't be colorblind. We can't be in a situation where we want to pick and choose, because they had a song when we was young that said, don't let the devil drive. I'm sorry, don't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. So don't let the devil ride. My mom used to always say, don't let the devil ride, because he'll make a fool out of you every time. When we all look back over everything that we go through in life and we've been through in life, all we have is the blood our ancestors have shed, the blood that our ancestors have watched run through the streets, watched run down the floors and the walls of their homes, their foreheads, their back of their head, their guts, their stomach, their heart. When we have been through all that we have, we shouldn't take it lightly that we need to call on the blood of Jesus. We shouldn't take it lightly that the blood has power, even to this day. It didn't just have power in the Old Testament. It don't just have power in the New Testament, but it has power in the natural. Because the word say first natural, then spiritual. Because we have to come to the understanding that in all our getting, we have to get an understanding. We have to come to the understanding that if we don't grab a hold to the blood, grab a hold to the altar, and just grab a hold to, I'm not saying the blood physically where you cut yourself. No, that's not what I'm talking about, because even the Bible tells us no cutting and markings of your body. That it teaches you that too. When we learn how to apply the blood over our life, in our life, and we just start speaking on the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, and we just start watching what the blood does and start understanding the power of the blood, we can start believing again, that the word of God says, don't eat, don't drink the blood. It's so much I would like to say about the blood, but I think what the word says is enough. The blood has power. Even when Christ Jesus had his last supper, he told them, now, he didn't cut himself or get real blood. He used wine as an example, where he said, drink of this. You know, the blood cleanses you. You can go in one way, but because the blood has covered you, you come out whiter than snow. That when you go and call yourself being saved, you say in the name of Jesus, God, cover me. I believe you died for my sins. God, cover me. Cover me with your blood. Again, earlier I said, cover my household. When we start pleading the blood of God over everything we have, we have to go in confidence that I have the blood on my life. I have the blood on my family's life, that when I hold up my hands, they're holy, that when I hold up my hands and say, God, I give you all the joy of my life, all the praise in my heart, when I say, God, I worship you in spirit and truth, when we do that, we have to believe that once we apply the blood that we are cleansed, once we apply the blood that we are healed, the blood of Christ makes us whole. It heals us. We are healed by his stripes. We are made whole. We are forgiven. We are cleansed. We have the power because he bled from his feet. Every step we make, you know, the word tells us about a light unto my feet, that every step we make with the light, the power in the blood is the light, is life and light. You can't be saturated in God's blood or cleansed by his blood and don't believe that you are just that. I know that growing up, I used to remember the old saints who lay hands on you and say, I cover her mind with your blood, God. I cover her life with your blood, God. I cover everything about her or him with your blood. I saturate them in your blood. They will use the holy oil once they pray over it as a signet of God's blood, you being anointed with his blood. So you have to understand that you can't just talk about the blood and don't believe it has power. It has power. If you don't believe me, try talking to God. Repent, talk to God, and tell him to give you the understanding of the blood. And I just want to say, that's all I have to say right now. If there's anybody on Blog Talk, I'm sorry that I had unmuted the phone, but I'm turning up the volume because it's taking the mute off. If anybody have any comments they would like to say on Facebook or on Blog Talk, please at this time say something, or we're just going to go into the next phase, which is saying how much God loved us and loved us, that he sent his son. That's how much he loved us. And how much he loved us is that his son decided, yes, I'm going to stay on assignment. I'm going to take the beating where that when they beat me and I'm bleeding underneath my skin, that's letting them know that I can heal you inside and out. Yes, I'm going to take the thorns on my head because I'm letting them know that I'm giving them power that over the enemy, that he won't control their thoughts. When the blood runs down my hands, I'm giving them power to not only lift their hands and open their hands, but they can receive what the Spirit of God is doing for them and giving them over their inheritance. When they nailed my feet to the cross, that not only did I bless them, that every step they take, every spot they walk in, that it can be holy, sanctified, and blessed because of the blood. When they pierced me in the side and the water and the blood ran out, it represented my heart being busted, but at the same time, I can heal the brokenhearted. I can fix whatever on the inside that's trying to. God, I thank you for that. So at this time, I'm going to yield for a moment and see if anyone on Blog Talk has anything to say, and we can move from there, okay? So I don't know if anyone has anything to say on Facebook. If you're not looking at Facebook Live now, maybe later on you'll see it. And I hope something was said that would cause you all to be blessed on tonight. Cause you all to just really want to get in his word and learn more about the blood. There's other scriptures. Those was just a few I chose for tonight because of the time frame that we have. So it's not like that's it. No, it's a lot of scriptures in there about the blood. The scriptures about shedding innocent blood. It's scriptures in there about wicked, evil. It's all kind of scriptures in there about what God will do to those that keep his commandments and to those that don't keep his commandments. It's other scriptures in there about the blood. Just go to it. Go to it and read it. You know, so it tells you about the life and the power of the blood. And I thank God for giving that to me a long time ago, but bringing it back to say, do not drink or eat the blood. If you fry meat or boil or bake meat, and if the blood is still in it, God ain't pleased with you. If you drink it or eat it. Like I said, I know a lot of people that like they meat somewhat. It's just flipped one or two times and they eat it. I'm not saying nothing. I just read to you what was in the Word. The Word says, do not. Let me get my little note here. It says, do not eat or drink the blood. It also says life. Life of the flesh. The flesh. Pull your flesh up. Is the blood. If you get blood clots, what happens? If you lose your blood, what happens? If you need blood and you need a certain type of blood, what happens? What happens? When you go to the doctor and they want to see what's wrong with you, check your oxygen, check your cholesterol, or check different things that's going on. What do they do? Check your blood. Thank you, Reverend Cynthia Seabury. When you think of the blood, just think, it says the blood, but the blood has power. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. That was a song we sang. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. I'm just telling you, when you just think of Jesus loved you so much, he shed his blood. When you think of he gave his life, he shed his blood. He could have called out at any time and said, God, cause these people down here are idiots. They crazy. He could have said a lot of things. He could have said, I changed my mind. But he didn't. He said, I'm going to stay focused, stay on purpose. When he went to the garden and he prayed so, and when he sweated, his sweat hit the ground like drops of blood. Could you imagine? The Word said it agonizing, because he knew what was pain and what all he was going to go through. He knew, but at the end he said, God, not my will, but your will. That even at the end you knew that your Father was going to turn his face from you because you took on the sins of the world. You know, I hear people all the time say, girl, I die for that. I ain't dying for nobody but myself, because that's a requirement of living. When I hear people say, what they'll die for. You know, sometimes they said in joking matters, ooh, I'd die to drive that car. Ooh, I'd die to ride that motorcycle. Ooh, I'd die for that type of money. Ooh, I'd die for this. They said, just to let you know, it's of endearment that they're saying that's how bad they want it. But could you imagine how bad God wanted us, that he became flesh and walked among men and went through what we went through and felt what we felt and stayed on focus, even when he was not received among his own, stayed in focus, even when he was not believed, but stayed on focus. I say on focus because even though we could say he was in focus, he was on focus because at the end, from the beginning, what did he tell his mother when she said, how did you do this? Where were you at? He said, well, didn't you know? I was about my father's business. So could you imagine, from a child, Jesus stayed on focus. Some of us can't even stay on focus from one commercial to the next. Sometimes I sit back sometimes and say, what am I walking here for? What was I looking for? We can't stay focused. But Jesus Christ stayed focused. His purpose, what it was going to cost him, what he had to pay. Because he paid the price of his precious blood. That's awesome. I can live again because of the power of Jesus' blood, because he stayed on focus. God, I thank you for staying on focus. I thank you for caring enough for me that you stayed on focus. You shed your precious blood for me and my family, for my lineage, for my bloodline, my ancestors, to the generations that's down, the sixth, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, and eighth generation that's coming up. God, I thank you for staying focused. Thank you for keeping us in a place that we're reminding our children, to remind their children, to stay on focus, to stay before God, even those that call itself have walked away. There was a promise made back there. Now I know for my family who I'm talking to back there, my grandmother, there was a promise made that her children's children, down to the seventh generation. And then my mother, my aunties and uncles, the promise continued on with them that their children, down to the seventh generation. Now, not saying from the first seven down to the next seven. And then for my siblings and my, how would I say, it's not just my siblings, but for the ones, my generation, we are the third generation, children that have children, that's starting to have children. That's the fourth and fifth, down to the seventh generation. So that's down to the fifth, to the seventh generation on down. So that's the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. Then when they keep passing the word down about the blood, when you get to the 12th, you got to go seven more generations. When you keep the generations going, see, because I believe God works with seven because he rests. You know, so we can't say, we say an eighth day is the beginning, new beginning. But it's just the first day coming back, the first. So when we stand faithful to teaching the next about the love of God, when we're teaching that our only way out is through God's sacrifice, we got to hold on to it. We got to keep it. You know, I'm sitting here looking at my shirt just now. Even the word team is in red, like the blood. But I'm team Jesus. It's true. trimmed in red. I bought this shirt some years ago, not realizing. Then I put my glasses on tonight to match my shirt. It's red. The blood. God loved me so much that he shed his blood for me, for you, 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 and so on. God shed his blood for us because out of all the gifts we can get, a lot of gifts you get, you don't want. Or some gifts you get, you wear it out, or it gets old, or it gets worn, torn up, or lost, or stolen. Let's be honest. But the blood, you can't lose that. Even if you try to walk away from it, the blood is still there. Mm-hmm. It's not a gift you could say, oh, I'm a return of sin. No. It's your choice to accept that gift, the blood, because if you don't, it's still there. His words say, be content wherever you make your bed. If you make your bed in hell, wherever you make your bed, he said, be content. So in other words, wherever you accept blood, the blood, or you deny it, be content. Because, see, I'm content in knowing that I said, Lord, I believe you are the one and only Son of Christ. I believe you died for me. I believe you forgave me of my sins. You rose on the third day that I may live again, because I know you live. You know, we walk around, where have you seen God? God is a spirit. And I'm just saying, God, I thank you for your spirit that I can call on, I can go to. I'm asking God to minister to me, to you all, and everyone that's seeing the Facebook Live and those that's going to see it later. I'm asking God to send his angels to minister to us, because in this day and time, we never know when it's our number that's going to be called. But, God, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to be left here to go through whatever this world's going to go through, because it's something up. I'm just praying and asking God to keep my family. I hope my family has did their part to repent and ask God to cover them with their blood, with his blood, and just trust and believe it's done. Because we can't do anything about it. We can't change nothing but our own mind. And we need to go to God to have the strength and the power to do that. So with that being said, Apostle-elect, are you going to give the notice of what's going on with Blog Talk, and I will do it on Facebook? Okay. Well, I'm going to do it on Facebook. We thank you all so much for listening in on tonight. We thank you all for being faithful. This is the fourth Monday. This is my Monday to minister. Next Monday is the first Monday of the month. That would be Dr. Serena Wright. We are here every Monday of the month. Each Monday we have a different guest speaker. Like I said, the first of the month is Dr. Serena Wright. The second Monday of the month is Pastor Serving Troy Thomas. And the third Monday of the month is Minister Margot McCore. And the fourth Monday of the month is myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And on Friday nights, we have Facebook Live and Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. The first and third Monday, Fridays of the month, I will be the host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. The second and fourth Fridays of the month, Prophet Antoine Thomas would be the host. We do a Facebook Live. And if it's a fifth Friday in the month, we will be doing co-hosting Facebook Live. And this Sunday is the fifth Sunday. I think it's one. But just on Sundays, we have Blog Talk in the morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They're your hosts on Sunday mornings. So we're asking you all to tune in to each and every one of the programs. Please share the postings when you see it on Facebook. We thank you all for being faithful listeners, watchers, supporters, We thank you all for that. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Please go back and listen to any programs in the archives. And also, go read your word about the blood. The blood is the most loving thing that we could ever receive besides forgiveness. The blood is forgiveness. Just read the word. Read the word. And just ask God to teach you about the blood. Get you someone that you can talk to about the blood. I thank God I have a sister that's also an apostle that I can talk to that don't have a problem with saying read it for yourself, look it up for yourself, and or now, or you can find it here. Get someone that's not going to say something that's going to smooth you, rub you right. Get somebody that's going to challenge you. And ain't nothing like somebody challenge you that know you. So with that being said, I want to just pray before we go. Father God, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for covering each and every one. Let this word go out, God. Let it reach someone that it needs to reach. Let them get in your word. Let them open your word. Let them Google. Let them do whatever they have to do. Let someone bless somebody with a Bible that don't have a Bible. Let somebody teach somebody how to study your word, how to apply your word, how to want to apply your word, how to want to know your word, how to want to know you, God. We just ask you to cover us in this world, oh God, because we know whatever is coming upon this world, God, is of you. You don't make no mistakes. You're letting what happened happens, but God, give us a heart to receive it, a mind to understand it. God, just cover our households. Cover every family over this weekend, God. Cover every family throughout these last so many months with this corona and everything else that's going on. God, we just want the world to know you are still God. You're still on the throne. You're not on vacation. You're not at a spa. You're not hanging out somewhere. But God, you are just in heaven, in your spot that's holy, in your place that's on the throne. You're waiting on us, oh God. God, we just ask you to just touch the heart of everyone in my family, those that are running, those that are not for sure, those that are straddling. God, we're asking you right now to put a hook in their heart, reel them back in, save them, O Lord. In Jesus' name it is so, and so it is. Amen. Thank you all. Please tune in on Monday. See you all next week. Good night.